Alrighty, everybody. This is Austin, Texas, your second most well-known voice in America. So today, I want to talk to you guys about the waves of microwaves and pancakes. Are they too good to be true? Well, we will find out in this episode of the Boston Files, the Austin, Texas edition. Alright, so with that being said, let's get this show on the road. Microwaves. They're a peculiar device. They cook our foods that we are too lazy to, or, you know, just not educated enough in the system of the stove. But regardless, a microwave is supposed to send waves into your food, you know, of course, heat waves, to your food that warms it up so that it is edible and or just not gross tasting. An example of a good microwaved food would have to be microwaved hungry men. No, not hungry men as in a man that is hungry being microwaved, but a hungry man as in the TV dinner. Those are pretty good, and they are microwaved 85% of the time, because most people who buy a TV dinner are not going to use a convectional oven to cook it in. And by convectional oven, I mean an oven. So, when we're talking about microwaves, let's talk about the waves. The microwave itself sends heat waves into the food that you eat. And you can also say that it's radiating it, in a way. But it's not lethal. It's not like, oh, if I eat too much freaking microwave food, I'm gonna die. No. That is not true. You're gonna die because you ate too much McDonald's. So, microwaves. Not just the type of devices, I'm talking about the microscopic rays. Do you really think that they're going into cooking your food? Or is this all a conspiracy? I believe it is. I believe it was not just set up by our government, because I'm not as anti-governmental as Boston, Massachusetts, but I am willing to say that it is also corporations. Now, after many studies, I have come up with the answer. Microwaves do not warm up your food. As I've said before, this is a conspiracy to get you to buy them. What microwaves really do is they send microscopic rays into your head. So instead of it veering into the, you know, the box, it's actually reversed. It sends waves to your brain. Now, what these waves do is they tell your brain the food is warm. They tell your brain that this food is now delicious. Think about it. Sometimes after you microwave something, it's still cold. That's because that your brain has not received enough microscopic radio waves into its head. Now, you may all think, oh, this is just crazy nonsense that he's just spewing. No, my friends, no. What this actually is the truth. Microwaves cannot work in any other way. Think about it. Put on a rubber helmet. They are very hard to find, but if you can, buy one. You know why? because this radiation will bounce off your head and back into the microwave, actually cooking your food. Now you see, that would be good advertising for the Boston Files. But it's not. It's not advertising. You know how I can tell? Because I didn't say who to get it from. Microwaves, however, do not advertise either. It's because they don't need to. Every person needs a microwave. They just have to set the price up. And whether you're willing to admit your needs of a microwave is totally your opinion. I mean, think about it. When do you not use your microwave on a day-to-day basis? That's right. Zero. You have to use your microwave. Because if you do not, Rosie O'Donnell will come to your house and beat you senseless for not using it. And we all know that it's not the punching part that we're afraid of. It's being blinded by looking at her that we're afraid of. It's the number one fear in America. Some people say it's death. Some people say it's talking in front of the audience. But they are wrong. If you catch a glimpse of Rosie O'Donnell's face for more than 2 seconds, you will be blind. Think about it. It makes sense. Have you ever looked at her face other than on a picture or TV? Because the TVs and pictures, they do what the FCC does to music. They censor it. They censor it to the point where they are copy and pasting someone else's image on there just so that she looks better. But the shape and the voice, those are hers. She is that big, and she is that annoying. And, you know, she still doesn't get along with Donald Trump. Alright. So back to microwaves. The solution to this conspiracy is said by a rubber hat, helmet, head-wearing device. Basically anything that can cover your brain. You know why? Because you do not want these waves getting into your head. Because sooner or later, the waves of coffee makers will get to you too. It's a proven fact. If you use your microwave too much, the waves coming out of the microwave are going to get in your head and make you eat by a coffee maker. You know how? Alright, think of a coffee maker. What traits does a coffee maker have that makes it awesome? Oh yeah, it makes coffee. Does it? No, this is not true. You see, what coffee makers do is they take microwave damaged brains and they send an even microscopic radiation into your head saying that substance coming from the coffee maker is actually coffee. And this is only a one-time thing, people. It's not something that takes a lot of thought. They only made it so that it emits it once every year. Because after that, you know what the substance in there is? Well, basically it is what you can consider a heroin-like product. Not as in it's a drug that you just want to stay away from, per se. What it actually is it has the addiction of heroin. But it's not, like, it's not going to kill you as, you know, fast. What it is it's a clear substance. It's actually like water. And what this does is it admits that it's tasty and warm and, you know, it makes your brain feel a little bit more awake. Because it does have a little bit of caffeine, but that's not the main ingredient. It's been hidden. Even I couldn't find it. After many years studying in my lab, trying to figure out this elusive coffee scheme, It actually does not make any sense. We have to take in the fact that they don't want it to make sense. They don't want their secrets being exposed. So, what I'm basically trying to say is the microwaves are bad. They are terrible devices that do evil things to bad people. I mean, good things to good people. And that's what you have to take from this. Microwaves are good, but bad. You see, you need to wear your rubber hat, or actually just any hat, while you're using this microwave, and it will actually bounce back and cook your food. Now the coffee thing, that, they did that really well. Because sometimes, this is rare, once you buy your coffee maker, it is already emitting something to make you want coffee. So once it emits it, gets into your brain, it basically does what microwaving does to you. It makes you vulnerable to its attack. Showing you again the evil of corporations. Our government ties into this? Well, it's very simple. Name one instance of governmental official who you would think doesn't drink coffee. And you know how that relates to the government? I'm not talking about our government. Our government is just a bunch of puppets. It is an Illuminati-like group. You see, what they put in the coffee is mind-control devices for certain people. If they see that, you know, there's a president or someone that drinks coffee, then that's what they're gonna do. They're gonna control their mind. You think that George Bush on purposely sent us to Iraq? No. That was this Illuminati-like group. So, let us get to the pancakes conspiracy. Pancakes. They are fluffy, delicious. Usually have butter on them. Maybe chocolate chips. You can add almost anything to a pancake to make it delicious. Even bacon. And we all know, a perfect slice of bacon can turn any vegetarian into a carnivore. So, pancakes. Are they too good to be true? Yes. You see, imagine food so delectably delicious. Something that blows your mind every time you take that bite of it. This is pancakes. Pancakes are, you know, mini cakes that you can make with a pan. And that is the basic idea. Just the name is supposed to say that it's good because it has cake in it. And, you know, as the old saying goes, fat kids love cake. So this not only attracts breakfast eaters, but it attracts the more obese side of America. And overweight, whatever you want to consider it. So, pancakes. Cakes made from the pans. What do they do? Well, not only do they provide you with a good, you know, food source to fill you up depending on how many you eat, they also are the perfect breakfast food, other than bacon. You see, what pancakes do is, they just really open up your eyes to the world. And that's what they're made for. They are too good. And you know why? Because they have been secretly implanted with a device that makes you feel like $1 million. You know, when you think about it, after you eat a good pancake or two, possibly three, you feel amazing. This is not a bad thing, by the way. Einstein ate these pancakes every day. I mean, he was still a little insane with the modern, you know, not modern, but more civilized way of doing things, but my point is that it opens up your potential. It shows you the light at the end of the tunnel. That's not a train. That's the light behind you that you're running from. But enough about my weekend. Let's get back to this. Alright. Pancakes are designed to maximize your potential by giving you a little push towards completing your goals. And there's nothing really bad about that. I mean, it's a good thing. It's one of the actual good outcome conspiracies that I've done. And I know that, you know, you may be wondering, well, then why is this a conspiracy? Usually conspiracies are bad. Well, they are. Consider this. Alright, so it's something that increases your potential. You know, for someone who wants to, you know, find a cure for cancer, they won't necessarily do that, but they will have many ideas that could lead to the curing of cancer. Or, you know, a list of things not to do when trying to cure cancer. But it just gives you the drive to maximize your potential. Now, I'll give an example of one of the greatest pancake eaters, Adolf Hitler. Yeah, he ate pancakes every day, believe it or not. It's not in any book, but he did. And you see, he did maximize his potential. He had a dream for world domination, and all the Judaism, mites, whatever you want to call them. I personally call them Jewish people. But anyways, he wanted to rule his part of the world, or the world, give a new start to a perfect civilization, so to speak, and otherwise actually, how do I put this? He wanted to, the perfect world, basically. And his mental drive was inspired by pancakes. And I'm not blaming the pancakes or the person who put the device in, but let's think about this. Isn't it better to avoid these pancakes? I mean, it's like a drug, basically. Just because it makes you feel good doesn't mean that it is good. You know, because it's killing you on the inside, but pancakes are not. They're actually making you feel really good inside. And not harming you. So, you may be asking, well then, what's bad about it? Well, it's a powder most of the time. It starts out as a powder. And, you know, is mixed with a bunch of things, and who knows? Maybe you got an overdose of potential in your pancakes. And then you are a person who is seeking world domination and the slaughtering of a certain group of people. And then, you know, inspiring one group of people to thrive. Now, too much potential is a bad thing. Because it's really about the journey of discovering your potential. You want to start out, you know, realizing, oh, I'm really good at this. So then, you know, you go to the step of actually doing what you're really good at. Then you'd go as far as spreading your really goodness all over you possibly can. You know, I think that's what Boston was doing. Boston, Massachusetts pretty much inspires me to do what I do. He was my pancakes. You know, he is a great person. but I can't acknowledge him too much. But I think that Boston realized he liked talking about conspiracies, because, you know, whenever he's at school, or whenever he's at home, whenever he's doing what he does, he has moments where he just pops up with some random conspiracy, writes it down, and most of the time he tries to make it a little serious, or serious seeming. One, because, you know, sometimes issues in the world bother him, but two, because if you really, really think about it, what inspires you most? What inspires you most? Well, for Boston, it's day-to-day events. You know, this whole thing, I mean, same for myself. I mean, this whole thing was because I was making a waffle, like, by microwaving it, because, I didn't want to plug in the toaster. And I was like, I already did something about waffles, but pancakes, oh, they're delicious. And then, you know, I got microwaves out of it and pancakes. So, you know, it's all about the little things that you have to pay attention to. So, with that being said, I think Boston had some pancakes before we started this. And I think that maybe I had a bite or two of the same pancakes. And when we share pancakes, you have the same idea. That's why best friends, such as me in Boston, have the same ideas. Because best friends eat pancakes with each other. And when two people, maybe even a group of people, eat pancakes together, your whole potential is pushed to a great potential. Alrighty. So this has been Austin, Texas, with the Boston Files, Austin, Texas edition. And I am proud to say that Boston, Massachusetts is not signing off this time, but me. So this is Austin, Texas, signing off.